Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and all around the globe we have with us, coming live and direct from La Paz, we have, of course, the Grizz, a.k.a. Mike Ritz, from Adventures South of the Border, Chef on the Water, and all kinds of other fun stuff that he does out of Baja. And then we have the pleasure of the man himself, the El Jefe of the Costa Baja Resort online, Eduardo.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. And we also have our famous Amy from Channel Island Sport Fishing, a.k.a. Cisco's, out of the Channel Islands area in California. So let's go ahead and start the party. First of all, we are planning a trip to go to La Paz, Amy, and we would like you and your friends to go down there. So what we have on the website for April, we're going to put off a little bit until May. So why don't we go ahead and start with Eduardo and Amy, and Amy's going to find out why anybody would want to go to La Paz.
Why La Paz?
Because I'm here, Amy. I keep telling you.
Grizz, give Eduardo a chance.
La Paz is a great destination. We are surrounded by a lot of turquoise water and a lot of species in the water. And as Jacques Cousteau said, it's the aquarium of the world. So maybe if you are looking something differently and a conservative area, so we are the destination for traveling and fishing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amy, let me interrupt my good friend and brother Eduardo and tell you, La Paz is probably one of the calmest, crime-free areas I've ever been in my life. And you've got the Espiritu Santo Island, where you've got all these giant sea lions you can see. The whales pass through here. The fishing is good. The climate is good. And then we've got the Costa Baja, which is the finest hotel and resort in the whole upper part of the peninsula. I mean, they compete with Cabo, yes, but once you leave Cabo, you have nothing until you get to the United States. So they're the only ones really that compare. They have a beautiful place there, and we would like to have you come down, and I'd like to fish with you like we talked about.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, Amy, why don't you ask Eduardo some questions about the resort?
Let's see. What am I trying to say? Is it all inclusive? Is everything you need going to be right there?
No. We are a traditional hotel that we have two restaurants in the property, and in the development we have another six restaurants. And the people that visit La Paz, they never want to be in the same place because you have a lot of things to do outside in the ocean. And usually when you go out to fish or maybe you can go to the island, you have all the foods outside. So we have the fine dining restaurants and all different restaurants, but we don't want to be an all inclusive, wild hotel. No,
right.
We have a spa inside the hotel, so we have a beautiful beach club. So we maintain that to be rescue the rest for the people that they want to have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Amy, I think your question was it all inclusive? Do you have everything there? It's not all-inclusive in the sense that everything is paid for one price, but everything is there, especially the beach, the swimming pool. You just walk out of your beautiful rooms and step onto the boat, and maybe Eduardo can explain a little bit more about the rooms and the resort.
Well, we have 150 rooms, regular rooms, and even we have a vacational rental. We have a villa of three bedrooms, and we have a condos too. So that is part of our inventory.
Okay.
So as we are, usually when you use the names of all-inclusive, it's that kind of big hotels. No, we are not too big. We are in a boutique hotel in the best place in La Paz. No, we are surrounded by a marina. We have a golf course of 19 holes. All of them is with view to the beautiful ocean. No.
Okay. Well, I want to know a little bit more about the fishing.
There you go.
You don't know what?
The fishing. Amy loves to catch fish.
I'm not expert. The expert is Mike. Mike, help.
Yes, I'm here. Amy, let me tell you. Right now, you got the best yellowtail fishing you can imagine. You're catching, we're catching them 35 up to 50-pound yellowtail about 45 minutes out.
Oh, nice.
That goes on basically until about April. We also have giant snapper. We have the dogtooth snapper right now to get up to about 45, 50 pounds. We've got the mullet snapper that are be coming in any time. This type of fishing is kind of bottom fishing and goes on about until April. Around the 15th of April, we have the giant rooster fish come in. And they stay with us up until August. About June, the 15th of June, that area, we start having the Dorados or the Maui Maui coming in. We get striped marlin coming in. And then when September and October, we get some blues and blacks in. That's basically what happens all year round.
Right, sounds like it. So that's great, year-round fishing.
Now, Amy, on your list, if you, I know this is not a fair question because you may not have time to thought about it too much, but if you were going to go to someplace go fishing, just name a couple things that you would wish that you would have. I mean, obviously, you'd probably like to catch some fish. What else?
The grizz.
Oh, come on, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, well, of course, meals. That's my second probably favorite thing to do. So, you know, nice atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, safety. Safety is also a little bit of an issue.
Well,
I'm glad to hear that it is a safe area.
Exactly. People that have not been to Baja, because of the press, they're always concerned about safety, and I'm glad you brought that up. Grizz had mentioned it earlier, and then you also mentioned restaurants. Well, the resort has a couple of, you know, very nice restaurants, and then, you know, close with a short walk, they've got kind of a mall with different restaurants and bars and shops. So you could go to a different place every night and might even go into town, into La Paz, to one of the great restaurants they have there. Prices are very reasonable.
Oh, good.
And the safety part of it, Grizz touched on, but look, let's let Eduardo answer that question. Eduardo, is it safe for a young lady to come to La Paz?
Sure, sure. La Paz is the first destination in all Mexico, ranking as a peaceful and safety in all Mexico. It's the number one in Mexico right now.
Okay.
Because we don't have a violence, we don't have any kind of problem. So, you know, it's a very good destination, and a lady can walk in the walk board every night. She can do an exercise early in the morning, and, you know, we don't have problems in security issues.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Amy, you know, I can run into the store and leave my truck if I'm driving the Suburban or the car unlocked with my DVDs laying there, even my iPod, and not even think about coming out and not finding my iPod or my car. There is absolutely no crime here. Now, why? There's nowhere to go. It's a peninsula.
Exactly.
They can't run away.
There you go. Amy, before we let you go, let's get a quick report from Channel Island Sport Fishing. That's where you're coming from, and we got rockfish opening up in the fairly near future, but you guys are still going out right now with some great weather.
Yeah, we are. We are having some pretty great weather, just trying to gear up for the opening season. We saw boats going out and catching sand abs and perch and sculpin and stuff like that. Just trying to gear up for the season.
Well, Amy, the phone number at Channel Island Sport Fishing is
805-382-1612.
That's 382-1612, and we've got that right finally. So, Amy, we appreciate that. Why don't you see if you can get some friends together and come on down to and visit us with the Costa Baja. And remember, on the website, we have the information, but we're going to be putting it off until a little bit later where there's going to be more variety of more fish in May.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Eduardo, thank you very much for coming on and helping us out on that.
We hope to see you around here, Emily.
You
hope to see you soon.
There you go. Okay. And, Grizz, you're not going to go anywhere because we got a lot of stuff to cover.
I'll be here for a long time with you, John. Don't worry.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Eduardo, we'll bring you back on. Thank you, Amy, 382-1612, and we'll be talking to you soon. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cochuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040. 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara, Cochuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
If you're looking for a magical and unique gift for someone special, look no further than the skies above you. Santa Barbara Soaring specializes in glider rides, making memories that last a lifetime. Experience Santa Barbara, the San Ynez Valley, and Central Coast with the silence of soaring. Purchasing a gift certificate is just a couple of clicks away. Visit SantaBarbaraSoaring.com. Pick your ride and the certificate will be sent directly to you just in time for the holidays. Let Santa Barbara Soaring help you provide the gift they'll never forget. SantaBarbaraSoaring.com.
The water on the lake is smooth as glass. We might get you sunny, we might get you bass. Oh, what do you say? What do you say? What do you say? Let's go fishing.
Come on, let's go fishing.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I am John Hennigan in studio, and we have the Grizz on the line with us from La Paz. And we were just talking about going down to La Paz, and I think we've got Amy convinced. What do you think, Grizz?
Yeah, I think she wants to come down. Well, everyone that really wants to have a good time, catch fish, and relax should come to La Paz. I mean, they should bring their family down here. It's just a great place to come and visit.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. Well,
so, you know, load up the kids and mom and put them on the plane and fly down here.
There you go. And what we'll mention is that you can fly into San Jose del Cabo, and we'll make arrangements to get you over to La Paz.
Yeah, wait, you can fly into Cabos and
Grizz,
get a ride right up north.
Grizz, I have another very famous person on the line with us. We have Paul Strasser, and Paul is one of the operators of the Independence. I would say that if it's not the, it's certainly a, no, let's call it the flagship on the San Diego Long Range Fleet. And the Paul is going to talk us a little bit about maybe the upcoming season. Paul, are you there?
Yes, how you doing, guys?
Fantastic.
You're doing great, buddy.
Now, Paul, I've been on the Independence, and I guess the best way to describe it is like it's a mini cruise ship fishing vessel.
Well, yeah, it is a mini cruise ship, and bring your fishing poles while you're on the boat.
Yeah.
But, we built the boat back in 2004, and prior to our boat being built, one before that one was the XL back in the early 80s. And I took a lot of ideas from a lot of the boats, good ideas and ideas that I didn't think were good to try to improve, and built this boat. And it really, we're on our 10th year anniversary already. And boy, the boat has been very successful from the get-go. And we're actually redoing the whole boat, as in redoing ducking and carpeting and rebuilding engine, keeping the boat as pristine as possible.
Well, Paul, what I found interesting, and, you know, Grizz, I'm sure, knows a little bit about the San Diego Long Range fleet, but probably not that much because he's right in the middle of it down there in La Paz. But it's interesting because I believe that it's the only place in the entire world that you have this type of a fishing fleet, and there's a particular reason for that, because, you know, the quality of the boats, the fishing, the gear, the quality of the you know, what you're going to go after, the trip itself. And why is it that San Diego is the only place in the world that has this type of a fleet?
Well, it's hard for me to sum this up on a few minutes on a radio show, but the fleet developed over a period of time, starting off with fishing at Guadalupe Island and getting the exposure of going longer than 4 and 5 days. As time went on, Bill Poole, for instance, he was basically the guy who really started going after the longer and larger fish. And it took going the extra mile to find these larger fish. We knew where they lived, but you had to find the equipment. And back in the mid to late 70s, Bill Poole built a fleet of boats that we call a long-range boat that can do this kind of thing with showers and good food accommodations, because he knew you had to fish a long ways from home, up to 1,000 miles to the hurricane bank. But and in knowing that, he built equipment that can do that, and that's how we got to doing this. On the East Coast, there's a lot of good fishing. People talk about the gigantic bluefin. Those bluefin are in very, very shallow water, or they wouldn't land them, and they're right off the coast. And you could not land those fish like we land our fish. Like you say, is it unique? Yep, it is very unique because we're catching 300 and 400-pound tuna, 180 to 250 on the average, on a boat that's anchored, stand-up gear, or even using the rail to fight your fish. It's quite unique. You're not on a private boat backing down on a fish. We are fishing with live bait. We're not fishing with, and that's another segment in its own, how the whole live bait industry got started, and that's what it takes to catch you large tuna in volume.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've wondered before is why don't you start off from Cabo San Lucas? Should be a lot closer to the grounds. But as you explained, the reason is they do not have the type of bait down there that you have. So you've got these humendous fresh tanks that you take the bait with you. Do you want to touch on that?
Yes. Okay. Fishing with where do I start? Cabo San Lucas, for instance. We did run out of Cabo San Lucas. We had a boat that ran out of Cabo in La Paz. The problem is the live bait. We basically put 700 scoops of live sardines on our boat and ventured to the direction we need to go, which is a lot of time to be outside Mag Bay, Clarion, Hurricane. Once we get to those areas, we use that sardine for chum to get the fish up. Now, whether or not we catch the fish on that live bait that we have, which is the sardines, great. If not, we will catch them on a bait that lives in that area, like a flying fish, a Humboldt squid, mackerel that we might catch ourselves at Mag Bay or Cedros Island prior to the fishing grounds. So we use all types of bait, but having 700 scoops of live chum really get that fish in an uproar, and that really helps us hook these fish on 100 and 130 pound test line.
Right, and those anchovies do not exist down in Cabo San Lucas. You have to take it with you.
Right, anchovies, now that's another animal in its own. We have not really seen much anchovy lately, but now they're starting to come back and the sardines are starting to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens now when this whole cycle turns over, because it turned over back in 1984 is when the sardines reappeared from the when they disappeared back in 1954. Now, if the sardines disappear altogether, we'll be loading our boats up with anchovies, cured anchovies that are going to live. Then we're going to be forced to make our own mackerel, make our own salamis, make our own larger bait that we'll fish with instead of the sardines.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I don't see this in the near future, but if it goes that direction, we'll just have to switch gears and get to doing what we did in the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm. But again, the idea, now people obviously come to on a long range fishing, they don't necessarily come from San Diego. They come from all over the world, especially all of the United States, to to do this because there is no other place that you can do this anywhere.
Right. This is definitely, we get a lot of people that fly in from all around the country. A lot of people, obviously, from California, but we do, on every trip, we have around 10 to 20% of people that fly in from Chicago, New York, all Florida. And then I'll get a few guys that will come in from England or Scotland, or I had a couple guys come in from Madrid. It is something you cannot do anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so attractive and so unique. It's in its own little world.
Grizz, does that sound something that you'd be interested in?
Well, how long does it take me to go to so I can fish?
In other words, once you get on the boat?
Yeah, once I get on the boat, how many days am I going to be sitting there before I get to fish?
It all depends on what size fish that you're after. If we have we have 4 to 5 trips a year that the groups are accustomed to traveling because they know they're going to be catching 180 to 380 pound tuna. So knowing that ahead of time, they understand that they have to travel 800 miles, 900 miles.
How many days is that?
It's around 4 days, 3.5 days. And during the travel time on our particular boat, we do fishing schools and seminars, and we try to make the time go by as fast as we can. But you know, people, if they sit there, oh, I'm going to travel for 4 days. But I go, listen, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in those 4 days. Not only are you sitting, but we have seminars on wahoo fishing, seminars on the Dorado, the tuna, things to do. Then we also have tackle seminars on how to take apart fishing reels. It's more of a school on the way down, and we try to throw things in there so you don't so the ride down is not that as boring as you might think.
Right, and then you also make trips. So your range basically from a 4 day trip to what, an 18 day trip.
Right. Now on these 6, 7, and 8 day trips, obviously the big tuna is not being targeted. You'll probably target up to 100 and 120 pound tuna at Lalo's Rocks. But when you get into the 10s, 12s, 14s, and 16 day trips, the longer trips, then we can actually target that larger tuna. But those shorter trips, we target the smaller grade yellowfin, Dorado, wahoo, grouper, yellowtail. Albacore, bluefin tuna. We had the best bluefin tuna this year on record. We had some unbelievable bluefin fishing this year.
But, right.
Those are other things we target.
Yeah, I know Grizz has got more than a couple of yellowfin over 200 pounds, but I would say out of all of the people that have fished, even saltwater fishermen, the people that have landed a 200-pound tuna is a very, very small minority, maybe a couple percent.
Yeah, it's definitely a small minority. I mean, there are other ways that you can catch these larger fish off smaller boats. One of my ex-crew members does run a little operation out of Puerto Vallarta, and they fish and they catch you bigger fish, but it's very small. We're talking 6, 7 guys on a boat for 3 or 4 days, and I mean you can go about that route also. But the type of fishing you see on our boat is definitely a unique
Paul,
deal
if,
fishing with tights.
If people are interested in this, I know you've got a website, which is
IndependentSportFishing.com, and our phone numbers are on the website. Or you can call Judy direct at 619 area code 226-6006.
Okay, Paul, that's independentsportfishing.com. Check it out. It's something that everybody has to do it at least once. Thank you, Paul.
Real quick, on another note, we do have Wi-Fi on the boat, so you can bring your, if you wish, and you need to bring your work with you, you can do that also.
Okay, good. Thanks, Paul. That's just what
all
we
right,
needed. Good. Appreciate
Take
that.
Care.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Grizz.
Yeah,
it is. You know, I've always had second thoughts about whether you want to spend that much time on a boat, but it really is. If you can get the time to be able to do it, and you know, price wise, it's less what you might think. That if you're going to be staying in a nice hotel for that many days, this is cheaper. So maybe we'll.
Yeah, you know, John, I think it'd be great and everything like that. And I, you know, like last week, I fished 6 days in a row. But there's always something about getting out of that boat at the end of the day, walking over, getting in my hotel or cabin or whatever, and relaxing.
Grizz, we're going to let you go, but once you get on these boats, you are in your own hotel. The suites are awesome. Anyway, Grizz, we're going to be back with you after we take a quick break, so we appreciate you staying in there.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
For more than a century, sport fishermen have led the charge for conservation. From trout to marlin, anglers have worked to protect our natural resources and establish successful programs that benefit fish and fishermen. Today, this legacy is at risk unless we step up and lead the fight for real world conservation. That's what the Sport Fishing Conservancy is all about, doing what's best for fish and fishing and making sure anglers get the credit we deserve. Check out the Sport Fishing Conservancy and find out how you can help at sportcon.org.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Want to make your drive more exciting? It starts with Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's Ferrari's choice for improved performance. Shell V-Power removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. The result is the kind of performance that gives you more excitement behind the wheel. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline today and let the excitement begin.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio. In a little bit outside the studio, a little bit south of us, is the Grizz, Mike Ritz from La Paz, the City of Peace in Baja California Sur, that we just finished talking to in the first segment with Eduardo from Costa Baja Resort, and we're going to get ready to take some people down to La Paz. Grizz, let's introduce, I believe, is it Robert from Lake Chabot? Okay, can I go ahead? Can Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, we got the volume way down, so why don't you go ahead and speak up real loud, and we'll try and see if we can make this one work.
All righty. This is Robert from here from Lake Chabot.
There you go. Well, first of all, give us a quick idea where Lake Chabot is and why anybody would want to go there, especially this time of the year.
Well, this is when the time, well, we're located here at Lake Chabot Fishing Outfitters, 17930 Lake Chabot Road in Castro Valley, California, 945-46.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that, well, anybody that lives on the West Coast knows, the East Coast, they've got a lot more rain, snow, and snowpack than they want, but we don't. So the lake levels
are low. It's raining right now out here. Mm-hmm. We got about 2-3 boats out there right now. Mm-hmm. One right now is went by there earlier, and they has a 6-pound. Trout, rainbow trout.
Whoa. So, you know, the lake's not full, but that just gives extra shoreline, and the weather's great, so come on down, right?
Yeah, come on down to Lake Chabot. It's doing real good out here. Raccoon Point and into Half Moon Bay is doing real good. The first dock, handicap dock's real doing good too.
Awesome. Well, why don't you give us a quick idea? I know that you guys are all part of the Cal Park system, but what is the website for Lake Chabot?
The website for Lake Chabot would be Lake Chabot Fishing Outfitters. Click into Lake Chabot and everything will pop
up. And that's C-H-A-B-O-T?
Yes.
Okay, Lake Chabot Fishing Outfitters.
Outfitters, yes.
Perfect. Fantastic job. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
You betcha.
All righty. You have a good one.
Okay. Well, I think it's getting to be that time of the year, Grizz, when it's known as the showtime, I suppose, when all of the major outdoor expositions and shows are going on. And the granddaddy of all of them, well, this isn't who we have on the air, but maybe he's the grandson of the granddaddy, or at least the son. Bart from the Hall Show in Long Beach, the biggest event of the year. Give us a quick idea about it, Bart.
Let's see. This is the 68th year of this show. It began in 1946, and we've been in the Los Angeles area now for 68 years.
Mm-hmm. And, there was, I guess, when things were a little tight about 5 years ago, when the economy was kind of going down and people were having a tough time scratching out a chance to go fishing, but and things had kind of slowed down a little bit, but it looks like we're back in full swing. And how many, what's the availability of people still getting in as far as exhibitors, Bart, to the show?
Well, we've been completely sold out for 3 weeks. We have a very long waiting list with people with their names and credit card numbers, but I don't think anybody else is getting in.
Okay.
Unless something happens. Bart, the last minute somebody dies or something.
When you sell out, how many booths is that?
I don't know exactly. It's around 1,000 booths, maybe 1,200.
They're really big
shows. There's a lot of boats, too. Yeah. I mean, the entire sports arena is full of boats, and there's a lot of boats. Well, they're not a lot. We'd like to have more. I went to the L.A. Boat Show yesterday, and there was a lot of guys I would have liked to have taken, but I just can't, you know. So we're working on getting them into Del Mar. We have more space, more physical room in Del Mar than we have in Long Beach, and we can take more boats in down there.
Okay. Why don't you, Bart, maybe Grizz has some questions for you because you are the one that gets to see all the everything first. So maybe Grizz has some questions for you about what to be expecting this year.
Okay.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's always a pleasure talking to you. This year, Baja California is going to have a booth with you. The Secretary of Tourism is going to putting a booth, and I might even be there. They've asked me to be there and talk about sport fishing of Cabo and of La Paz. But this year, you're going to keep on with a lot of fishing booths, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, the majority of the show is just fishing and boating. I mean, that's what we're built on, and that's our...
I'm having a really hard time hearing you, Bert. I can't hear what you're saying. Could you speak up just a little bit, please?
Well, I said that fishing and boating are the keys to what we've been doing for 68 years. So this is the largest consumer fishing show in the world, and it's the largest boat show in California. Now, it's also a general outdoor recreation show, and we do have hunting and international travel and diving and a lot of different things. But as far as fishing goes, there's nothing else on the planet that's like this show.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm on the board, and we've decided we're going to be working with you up there this year. And there's a great possibility, if I can break away, I'll be there too, which, as we've talked about for, I think, the last 4 years, I've not had a chance to break away and be there.
There you go.
Well, you really like it. You'll get to pick a great year. We've got some 400 seminars planned over the 5 days. We have two pretty special ones on Saturday. We're going to have three of the captains from that show, Wicked Tuna, on.
Oh, cool.
Dave Marciano. We're going to have Paul Hebert and Tyler McLaughlin from Hard Merchandise, Wicked Pisser and the Pinwheel. And they're going to be doing a seminar on stage presented by Maui Jim and Milton International Tackle and also by Accurate Fishing Products.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a good one. And then we're going to have the entire upper echelon of the Fish and Wildlife Department of California. The director will be there, the deputy director. We'll have people from hunting and fishing and marine, and they're going to be doing a seminar on Saturday as well. It's very unusual for these guys to be there, but you want to ask them questions, you want to yell at them, this is your opportunity.
Bart, we have someone else on the line with us that may want to have some questions. I first met this young man at the Hall Show some years ago when he had a booth there for the Alisal Ranch, I believe. We have Jason Grupp, outdoor guide and one of your biggest fans. Jason, do you have some questions that you might direct towards Bart about the upcoming show?
Well, I don't know. How you doing, Bart? Good to hear.
Good
to talk to you, bud.
Good.
It's been a long time.
Still catching a few bass out there?
Yeah, doing my thing. Yeah, as long as the lakes are still have a little water in them, I'll still be out there.
Yeah.
And Jason, we haven't talked to you since you got back from El Salto. Maybe we can take a couple of minutes in the next segment. But as far as you know, the fishing goes, you know, Jason, of course, uses up-to-the-date equipment, but I suspect that one of the reasons you want to go to the show is to find out what is new. And, Bart, maybe you have some ideas. It's kind of putting you on the spot, but if you can pick just a couple of things that you see that looks like it's something new in the industry this year.
Well, I really can't do that, and I really don't even like to do that because the object is to come and see the new stuff. But
I
know
gotcha.
That Shimano has new products, that Daiwa has new products. I know that Accurate is launching new products at the show. And so for me to pick one out is really not fair to a lot of folks there. But this is typically what happens at the Fred Hall Show is that new products are launched. And people, this is their opportunity to do it. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you've got some spectacular deals there, too. There's a lot of reasons to go. You've got just to kind of run down the list a little bit. And again, this is why we suggest that you spend at least one night so that you, just trying to go through the show in a few hours isn't going to work.
And what's the date again? When's it going to start?
March 5th through the 9th. Wednesday, March,
March 5th,
5th through, Sunday,
through
March
the 9th.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Long Beach show?
Yes, and then the Del Mar show is March 27th to the 30th.
And just to kind of a quick overview, I know that the Grizz hasn't been there, but Jason and I have been there many times. So if you want to take advantage of the seminars, which normally run 45 minutes or so, you want to see a couple of those, you want to go see your friends that in the booths that you fished with in years past, you want to go take a look at some of the new stuff that's going on, you want to take advantage of some of the specials, well, you can't even do that in one day, especially walk up and down the aisles for 1,000 booths, because probably 80% of the booths that are there is something that you're going to have a very keen interest in.
Most likely, and you know, the international travel booths alone, there's several hundred of those.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk to each one of those guys, that's a full day in itself.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
So it's good. You know, we have a lot of people that do multiple days and come and stay over, and it's a great way to do it if you have the time and can afford to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should do. There's nothing else like this anywhere in the world, so. Yeah, it's sort of like Christmas for for a fisherman.
Well,
so it's pretty special.
A lot of people wait for the Hall Show in Long Beach as the kickoff, the official kickoff of the fishing season. But you've got fly fishing, bass fishing, saltwater fishing, stream fishing, Alaska fishing, Caribbean fishing, Mexico fishing, whatever your interest is. I don't know if you've got any ice fishing booths there yet, but it wouldn't surprise me.
We have a greatly expanded fly fishing section this year,
mm-hmm.
more than we've had in maybe 20 years.
Okay.
And that's kind of one of the more exciting things that's going on there.
Yeah, and Jason will attest, that's a sport I think that with women and fly fishing are the really big growth areas. Bart, we're going to have to let you go. Let's go real quick. Give us the website to go to.
www.fredhall.com.
Fredhall.com, and then check out. And no matter where you are in the country, it's worth making the trip to Southern California, to Long Beach, to see this show. Just make sure you reserve a couple of days to do it.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on.
Okay, Bart, we're going to be doing that again real quick and getting some more updates, for we appreciate you tuning in. And Jason, if you can hang in there for a little bit. Grizz, we've got you on the line. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we certainly appreciate everybody tuning in. And make sure you go to website at fishtalkradio.com.